Welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Thank you for joining us again. Going to be speaking with Milton. He's a 68-year-old from Beulah, Alabama. He's joining us to share his experience of becoming 98% cancer-free after his participation in a clinical trial for the recently FDA-approved CAR T-cell therapy called Breyanzi. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Milton.
Glad to be with you. Glad to be with you, Neil.
Well, I did, of course, mention that you are about 68 years old and that you live in Beulah. Give us a little bit of yourself. Who are you? What do you like to do?
I'm a retired construction. I was in construction business. Had my own business for 25 years, and now I'm a Methodist pastor. Okay. Pastor two little churches, and I like any kind of sports as far as my interest.
Two churches.
Yeah, two little small churches.
You're very busy then, I'm sure.
30 people.
Oh, okay. Well, two churches is two churches.
I hear you.
Let's talk a little bit about your cancer diagnosis. You are a cancer survivor. When were you diagnosed, and did you have any symptoms? What led you to your test?
Well, I was diagnosed, Neil, in 2014. I was having night sweats every night. I was changing clothes, and so they discovered that I had cancer in my spleen, removed it and thought they had it, but it came back. It was in my lymph nodes, and went through a full regimen of chemo and put it in remission, and then it resurfaced, and with the help of my local doctor, led me to UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham, and the trial program there. That's how I got into this program. That's what led to this.
This compound, Breyanzi, is just recently approved by the FDA. You went through a full regimen of chemo.
I went through 18 rounds of chemo. So, you know, it was a trying time, a time of being very, very weak and sick sometimes and losing my hair. So not a good time to reflect on.
pretty tough to stay positive going through that treatment, I would say. What got you through it?
For one, my faith, my family. See, I built my kids a house right across the street. I got two kids. I got seven grandkids, two great-grandkids. I call them over here. This guy here would call his family to a meeting. So we came to the kitchen, circled up, held hands, and I looked every one of them in the eye one at a time, and I said, we're going to have faith. And we're going into this to win, you understand? And every one of them said, yes, yes, Grandpa, yes, Grandpa. And I knew I had them strongly behind me. And I'll tell you, they were the wind beneath my wings, brother.
Now, Breyanzi, was it significantly easier to tolerate?
Yes, sir. When I got in the trial, I had two trials that went partway through and they failed. It led me into this Breyanzi process, and they took my T cells. That was an easy thing. Just going in as an outpatient, they took T cells. They sent them off. Had them whatever they do to them. Mm-hmm. And when they put them back in me, I was in the hospital about 12 days. I was just comfortable in the hospital. Other than that, they gave me a little chemo prior to the reassertion of the T cells, and after that, Neil, it was just kind of weak, like after major surgery. I've had a major surgery, so it's kind of the same thing. You just got to get back on your feet, slow about getting your strength back. I'll tell you, I feel as good today as I've ever felt in my life.
Now, you are an avid sports fan. Have your family get-togethers on those game days, are they as good as they used to be? Are you tired? Do you feel like not having them sometimes? Or is it pretty much business as usual due to your experience with Breyanzi?
It's business as usual or even better. We come together and celebrate.
Your condition is one of the most common types of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Did you know anything about non-Hodgkin's lymphoma when you were diagnosed, prior to being diagnosed?
No, I didn't. I didn't, Neil. I didn't know anything about it. It was as with anyone, it was quite shocking to be told that you were about to get in a battle of your life.
As a pastor, I'm sure you've counseled with many people that have serious illnesses throughout your pastoral career. Of course, you were shocked. Did you have any doubt as to how your outcome was going to be?
No. And there again, it's because of my faith. It's a win-win situation for me. And so I just I went into it. And as I have to, like you say, I have to be there for people that's in that same situation. I reassure them that we go at it to win. You know, we go at it to win. We go at it believing, no doubt, no gray area. We give it all we got.
Well, the mind controls the body.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's what I tell my grandson, plays baseball, and he's very, very good. Yeah. And the mind tells somebody what to do. He seldom strikes out.
I hear you. What advice would you give other folks who've been diagnosed as you were and help them to stay positive and hopeful as you have?
Just realize that you're a player. You're a piece of the puzzle. These people with Bristol-Myers Squibb, they have a passion to extend people's lives. And I think the realization for me, that's just for me, that I'm a player. I'm a player in all this. It's just like I mentioned, University of Alabama. Yeah, they put players on the field, and it's important to know that you're one of the players, and you're not playing for yourself. Losers do that. Hmm. You're playing for others. And so it was exciting to me to come to the realization quickly that, hey, I'm in a game that can be part of winning for others. It can be part of winning out over cancer for others. So whatever my fate is, I have advanced the purpose of what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. And I'm part of these people that are so passionate. They don't know me, and they'll never know me, maybe. These people in the labs. Mm-hmm. They'll never know me, but they care about me enough to extend my life. And I've got, Neil, I've got two great-grandbabies that I would have never seen.
Yeah.
They've been born since that time, and I was holding one of them while ago. So
great.
It's awesome.
Milton, our listeners would love to get some more information about this recently FDA-approved CAR T-cell therapy called Breyanzi. Where can we go online and get that information? Do you know?
Yes, you can go to www.breyanzihcp.com.
Great. And that would be BREYANZIHCP.com. Thank you very much, Milton. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Quite an inspiring story. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you again, actually.
I'd love that. I'd really love that, Neil.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Milton. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.